Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. If it isn't one worm, it's another. Webworms are coming on strong and wrapping up trees, and at the same time, armyworms are chewing up the lawn. Armyworms are being talked about a lot right now, and that's because there's a lot of them right now. The damage may already be done, the spray's already sprayed, but this is a reminder to keep an eye out for signs and treat early. Armyworms are the caterpillars of a moth. They primarily feed on grass and grain crops, but will often appear on lawns where they might cause noticeable damage. Fall armyworms are pretty active right now, to the point where it might be too late to catch. However, new generations can occur every 25 days or so, with Kansas seeing between 2 to 4 generations a year. When inspecting the lawn, one of the first things to pay attention to is the grass. Heavy infestations or large mature caterpillars can chew larger parts of the grass, causing large brown areas with no precise margin. The young caterpillars often cause window panes in the grass blade, where they aren't old enough to fully chew through the leaf and leave a 1/4-inch long sliver of thin leaf tissue. Symptoms usually appear like drought or scalping damage. Typically, this feeding doesn't go down to the ground and kill the grass. However, severely damaged and stressed grass will have a harder time coming back from the root. The worms are 1/2 to around 1 inch long. They are striped, ranging from green to gray to brown, and often have a dark stripe on both sides. The face has an upside-down yellow Y shape. Adults are a brown moth with some dark stripes and white markings. Only the top pair of wings, or forewings, are brown. The lower hind wings are white. Sadly, the moths are nocturnal, so it's not likely they'll be noticed. They can look a little similar to cutworms, which are a winter problem. Keep an eye on the lawn and try to spot any larvae feeding in the morning or late afternoon. If there are armyworms present and the grass hasn't all turned brown, there may be time to spray still. Armyworm control is possible with many chemicals such as spinosad, BT, chlorantraniliprole, permethrin, or Dilox. Dilox is also one of the recommended chemicals to kill grubs in the lawn this time of year. BT is an effective spray for many caterpillars, so keep that in mind when spraying near butterfly gardens, but it also breaks down pretty quickly in just a few days. This means it has a shorter effective window than, say, chlorantraniliprole. Fescue may go dormant in the summer, but that doesn't mean dead. Dormant grasses should still have healthy crowns, but might have dry or dead leaf blades. Armyworms plus hot weather can do a number on cool season grasses. Brown lawns are a bad look, but if the crown and roots are still intact, they'll green up again. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.